It's Ruby Ryder. Welcome to part two of podcast number 231 on January 3rd, 2019. Okay, here is my next letter. Thomas here again. I just wanted to thank you so much for your help with my situation. My wonderful girlfriend took a shot in the dark this Christmas season, and she has really been listening to every detail of our conversations and the things I said when we were getting intimate, and she gifted me with a vibrating butt plug, the only, quote, condition being that she gets to control it because she loved the idea of watching me squirm in ecstasy. I have not yet brought up the idea of pegging because, honestly, I think she may bring it up on her own. But if she hasn't, in a few months, I plan to just toss the idea onto the table. But again, I just wanted to thank you so much for taking the time to respond to my email and to give me such an in-depth talk about my particular situation. You can definitely expect me to be in the giving mood this holiday season and drop a little something into your Patreon for the support and advice you gave me. Thank you for being such an amazing and understanding person. All of your listeners are so lucky to be able to have someone like you to turn to. Oh, thank you, Thomas. And I'm so glad that she gave you a vibrating butt plug. This is so exciting. Yay. Yes, yeah, so for my listeners, this is the guy in the last podcast who had the unusual relationship with his girlfriend where they don't have PIV sex because of past sexual trauma, and he's fine with that, and he's trying to figure out how to introduce pegging. So it sounds like things are heating up a little bit in the ass area, Thomas. I particularly enjoyed your description about how the condition is that she gets to control it. I can relate to this woman. Yes, we have some similarities, your girlfriend and I. She likes being in control. Oh, this is fun. So I'm wishing you all kinds of fun play over what's remaining of the holidays, and please do let me know how things go. And thank you for all your kind words. I really appreciate it. I'm here, I'm happy to help, and I'm honored if anything that I offer is helpful to you. So thanks for the update. Have fun with the butt plug. Oh, and I forgot to read this. I just scrolled down on my notes. Thomas wrote a PS here. You are one of the most empowering women I have ever had the pleasure of listening to. Thank you. Oh, you can hear it in my voice a little bit. When I read that, Thomas, I literally had tears. I totally did. If there's one thing that I wish for all of you out there, it's to let go of your shame and to empower you to be the sexual beings that you are. And I know there's so much shame around this whole pegging thing, around the ass thing, for all of these reasons that I've talked about a whole bunch of times. So this really hit home. Thank you, more than anything, for that. That was the one that just really touched my heart. Okay, here is a very short message. And it's titled, Pegging My Guy and Getting Off as Well with a Harness and a Strapless Dildo. Hello, my guy and I are into enjoying pegging, but we are not able to both get off on it. So we got a U-strap dildo. And then all in caps, it says, it didn't work, so we added a harness. And then back to regular print. But it still slipped a bit. How to do better, please. Help. And this is signed by Tanya. Tanya, thank you so much for writing in. First of all, the U-strap dildo is a pretty funky knockoff of some much, much better double-ended dildos. But I suspect that it would have been okay if you got a good harness. You don't mention what kind of harness you got. If you got the U-strap dildo, then you probably got a fairly cheap harness. U-strap is a knockoff of the Tantus Fuse, and it's an okay one, but it's not the best. And like I say, it's a knockoff. So if you shop for the dildo and end up getting that, then you probably shopped similarly and got a cheap harness. So what's happening with the harness is that it's not made well, so it's not compatible with the double ender. Most cheap harnesses fit too high and are difficult to use with the double enders. So I'm thinking you probably got a not good harness. I'm going to put a couple of links in the Linkorama for a fabric harness, a leather harness, and also a graphic that will show you how to take two scarves and make a harness even. That's your budget option. So I'll put some links in the link RAMA for you for some harness options that are all compatible with that double ender. I call them doubles. And the U-Strap is a brand. I think it's actually called Strap U, but whatever. So, yes, I get your caps, Tanya. It didn't work, so we added a harness. I'm going to also put a link to The Truth About Strapless Strap-Ons. It's an article that I wrote that explains that, yes, they are not strapless. And so many people end up here on my website because this is their experience, that I try and spread this information far and wide. So good luck with the situation. Let me know if you have any more questions. Those links will be in the Linkorama. And Tanya, what that means is where this podcast is posted on my blog, down below, you will find a whole bunch of links that apply to this podcast, apply to the specific situations that I'm talking about. That's where those links are going to be for you. And here is my next letter. Ruby, I assume someone may have mentioned the following site. However, if not, for a good repository of strap-on/pegging videos, check out strapature.com. The proprietor of the site also has various other channels, for example, YouPorn, X videos, and so forth. Keep up the good work and information resource. So I checked Strapature, and basically it's supposed to be like amateur. So it's like strap-on, amateur, and it's supposed to be amateurs only. And it does seem to appear that the ones where I scanned through are all amateur videos. So I'll put that in the Linkorama as well. Thank you very much for giving us the heads up about this, especially in these censorship-filled times. We need all the porn sources we can get, and we need good ones. All right, and then guess what I have next? Pegging celebration time! My wife of many years has finally indulged me with pegging. At first it was quite uncomfortable, as religious/conservative upbringing, and still not overly comfortable, yet I can tell she's getting turned on by pegging, and will watch videos with me, and her inner dom is coming out at times. Yes, it takes some alcohol, but hearing me moan in pleasure and related dirty talk, I believe, has opened her up to more exploring. Woohoo! Well, congratulations. And you know what? Sometimes the first time doesn't go as well as we would like. When you say it was quite uncomfortable, I'm gathering that the uncomfortable part was not necessarily you receiving, which is, you know, an easy assumption to make. It was her doing it because it felt uncomfortable because she was sort of like, about the whole situation. I'm not sure if you two have listened to podcast number 112, but if you haven't, you listen to it first. If you think it will help her, let her listen to it. Basically, when it comes to sexuality and exploring erotic things, anything two people choose to do together consensually that is safe and okay with both partners is okay. And the sooner that people can really embrace that, the better. It can be very, very difficult with religious stuff, because religion is the cause of so much more sexual shame than any other cause. It's just horrendous. There's books written about it, goodness sakes. However, despite the fact that it was first uncomfortable, I love what you're saying next, that you can tell she's getting turned on by it and that she watches videos with you and that her inner dom is coming out at times. So you may already be doing this, but I would encourage you that when those times happen, sometime later, like the next day, whatever, come to her and say, I loved it when you did X, Y, and Z, and you just took control. Give her a lot of good feedback. Tell her what you like. Tell her how much it turns you on when she does these certain things where you can see the dom coming out. And how much it turns you on that she enjoys watching the videos with you. Give her a lot of positive reinforcement, is what I'm trying to say. And I think you're headed there. I think you are getting there very quickly to where she'll be going for it. Congratulations on that first time, because that can be a little nerve-wracking. And she explored with you, which is awesome. So have fun, you two. Perhaps there's a New Year's Eve pegging scene in your future. Who knows? Thanks for sharing this. Okay, this next letter is called Pegging and Intimacy. I recently listened to your pegging podcast. I must say, I agree with you to about 99.5% of everything you say, and that is okay with me. My issue is my wife and I have been married for 18 years, 3 kids. Our sex life is virtually non-existent, maybe 2 times a month. Lately, I have been really feeling depressed and distant from my wife. I am getting tired of the blah sex life. Whenever I open up to her and tell her I would love to try this or that, she gets all mad and takes offense, saying, "Oh, well, I'm not good enough for you anymore." Or she will say that she thinks that I will not be happy with her unless she turns into a porn star. The reality is, she's very attractive, very beautiful curves. Frankly, I'm getting tired of being the initiator all of the time. I told her I wanted her to pursue me like I do her. She just lays there. When I want her, I pursue her, and I don't stop until she's gotten off. I'm not like some guys. I want to make her explode in orgasm. She never gives me oral. She says she doesn't like the taste. So after 18 years, she has only really given me what I would call a real blowjob a handful of times. I tell her I love 69 positions. I really enjoy her hands and mouth being down around my balls and butt. On one occasion, she finally put her hand on my bottom while licking my dick, and it was electrifying to me. But she just left it sitting there. When I ask to try anything new, she always fights me. I'm getting tired of being turned down so much with my sexual curiosities, and she wonders why men like porn. I have looked at porn in the past, but honestly, I get more enjoyment out of looking at Tumblr GIFs than regular porn, especially pegging GIFs, and guys having their balls sucked, anal, etc. I feel so trapped. I don't want to leave an 18-year marriage with 3 beautiful children, but dang, I'm so stuck. Oh my, I really feel for you, sir. My very first suggestion for you is support, community support. If you're familiar with the Reddit forum boards, you need to go to the subreddit called Dead Bedrooms, because there are people there who can provide you moral support and suggestions for where you are right now. It's really important to have people that you can talk to and complain to, and people that will tell you maybe what worked for them that might be suggestions for what you can try, because this is a little above my pay grade here. What it sounds like to me is that it would be a really good time for you guys to get some counseling. There are so many factors at play here, and it really pays to not ignore any of them. Here's what I mean. You have 3 beautiful kids. 3 beautiful kids take up a lot of time and energy for you both. So that needs to be taken into consideration. I don't know anything about her upbringing and whether she may be bringing some sexual shame, religious, conservative stuff to the table. When you get to the point where you are saying things like you don't want to leave an 18-year marriage with 3 beautiful children, but you feel so stuck, this is the time to bring a third party in that can help you navigate these waters in a way that will be productive, hopefully, that will be positive. If it hasn't worked up until now, talking about these things and asking for these things and trying to get her to be a little more creative sexually, and I imagine there are things from her side of the picture too that she's feeling equally as frustrated about, you need someone who can help you walk down that path together and communicate better with each other instead of falling into your usual patterns of communication. What it sounds like to me is that it feels like there's this big wall between you. So that's the first thing to work on. Meanwhile, not just sexually, try to be the best husband you can be. Try and be as thoughtful and as kind and as helpful as you can. And I know there's limits to what a human being can do, but you get my point. It's not just pleasing her sexually that is important. Sometimes with women, everything else can build up so overwhelmingly as to make sex something that they just don't want to think about. It's like one more thing that you have to do. Whereas if they feel supported and helped out in the other areas of their life, their urge to be a more sexual person can come back. I don't know if that's the case with your wife or not. See what I mean? There's so many possibilities, and all I've gotten is your side of it. Now, you need to make sure and get a sex-positive therapist. You don't want to go out there and just get anybody, because there are a lot of therapists, sadly, that are not sex-positive. Could even shame you for putting pressure on her for wanting things you shouldn't want and blah, blah, blah. That kind of fucking bullshit. Whew, yeah, that pisses me off, you can tell. But I do believe the very best thing you can do is go to counseling. So yes, I'm going to put the link to ASECT, which is the organization that can help you connect up with sex-positive therapists in your area. And it's quite possible that you wouldn't even have to go to one, because there are people that do sessions online these days. I guess I'm just throwing out there that it's quite possible, depending on where you live, that the travel time doesn't need to be taken into consideration necessarily, and the difficulty in getting somewhere to someone who is a sex-positive therapist, because people do practice online quite successfully and quite effectively. So there you go. I really feel for you that you feel so stuck. I commend you for reaching out for help. I can only help you to a certain extent. I think the dead bedroom thing will help you with in terms of a supportive community. But right now is not the time for you to have her listen to podcast number 112. Right now, what you need to do is address that wall that's between the two of you, learn to communicate about sex, take down that wall brick by brick, and find closeness and intimacy again, and maybe put sex on the back burner for a little while. Listen to what her complaints are. Tell her what your complaints are. Do this with a counselor, please. I think that is your best bet. I have no magic wand for you. I wish I did. Relationships can be hard, but they can also be really, really rewarding. And so I'm going to send with you my very best wishes that things work out. Please do let us know how it goes, sir. Good luck to you. Here is my next letter. The title of this is Making Your Own Dildo with Sliding Skin, Similar to a Real Cock. Hi, Ruby. I hear a lot of people commenting that a silicone dildo is not like a, quote, real cock, because none of them have a skin that slides like on a man's cock. Well, mine has had it for quite a long time, and I wonder why others haven't figured it out yet. All you need is a condom of the right size for the dildo in use, proper type lubricant, and some stretchy vinyl electrical tape. For lubricant, Slick with Silk works fine. Or you can thin down KY jelly with some water. If you have a polyurethane condom, you could use coconut oil. I'm using latex condoms, so I keep it water-based. You take the condom and fill the nipple end with lubricant before pulling it on. The dildo should be pre-lubed with lubricant, but not at the base end, which will be tightly taped down. After rolling the condom on, I pull the condom forward to where about 2 inches is past the dildo head. The amount of slide you want in the condom is up to the user. Best to use rather long condoms if you stroke deep. The dildo at the condom base should be wiped free of lubricant. You want the tape to hold the base of the condom there. I use Scotch 3M Super 33 electrical tape, available anywhere hardware is sold. It is the best tape, as it is very stretchy with good adhesive. The tape is applied where the rib of the condom is in the middle, with half the tape contacting the dildo and half contacting the condom. I give it 3 or 4 full wraps with the tape pulled tight and stretched quite a bit. Lube can be forced under the tape if it is not tight enough. Use at least 3 full wraps around the dildo. The last inch of tape or so, do not pull it tight, because you want it to stay taped down without pulling free. Now you can slide your thumb and forefinger that are circled around your new imitation real cock and get the lubricant well distributed all along the shaft and head. You will have to play around with thinning the lube to where it feels the most realistic. You should be able to very easily pull the condom forward with a gentle tug on the nipple end. along with the natural stretch of the latex, you can get well over 2 inches of free stroking action before any movement of the condom against the male partner or female partner is required. This will eliminate any of that high drag that silicone has against human skin, no matter how well lubed it is. Anyway, it works for me, and that is the way I fix up a dildo for solo anal play. It makes a huge difference. Never heard anybody else doing it, but it's so simple I figured that thousands of others would have figured it out by now. However, the herd instinct is as common in sex as in other areas of human life. Ain't no need for draggy condoms. Best regards, and he signs it Ducky Phil. Wow, this is great information, and you described it so wonderfully, I could just picture exactly how it works. The fascinating thing to me was you said this will eliminate any of that high drag that silicone has against human skin, no matter how well lubed it is. So I am assuming from that comment that some types of silicone surfaces have that high drag and some don't, and that maybe all silicone, no matter what surface it has, whether it's the slick or the velvet or whatever, doesn't slide as well as a lubed condom does. That's kind of what it sounds like, which is pretty cool that you figured this out. So yes, and how fun that it sort of mimics a foreskin. Thank you so much for typing all of that out. I'm quite sure that some of my listeners are going to be going down and buying the electrical tape. Oh my gosh. Here's my next letter. Titled Pegging. I'm a man who loves to be pegged because of the incredible feelings I get in my asshole. Even at 4 years old, I loved the sensation of putting my fingers in my ass and playing around a lot. I want my wife to peg me, and she says she wants to, but I also want her to be pleasured as well. She likes to fuck, but at the same time, I don't want it to be just about the fucking. I want her to have true pleasure. I have also had men fuck my hole. So few men know how to use their penis. Men just go in and out until they come, disregarding how to really give pleasure. I don't want that to happen with my wife. I need to know what dildo to use, so she gets extreme pleasure. If she needs to fuck fast and hard for a time to achieve orgasm, then that's fine. I usually can handle 6 inches perfectly. She has used her fingers, and at the right time she thrust it in me only to trigger the most intense orgasm. Men come so hard and squirt with such intensity when their partner does this. She does love giving pleasure to me. What will satisfy her pussy when pegging me? Help. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to say is you want her to have all kinds of pleasure. You don't mention that she is really interested in having the pleasure as well. So that's something you really should check in with her about. It sounds silly. It's like, oh no, I don't want any pleasure. But you know what? I know women who are totally into pegging. They absolutely love it. And they find it a distraction to have something that is supposed to make them come. They're there to do a job. They love to do it. They love to give their partner pleasure. And it's not a sexual act that they do expecting to have any sexual pleasure. And they do find it a distraction. So that is on one end of the spectrum. And on the other end of the spectrum is a woman who expects to have orgasms as well, which kind of is a little high on the expectation list, shall we say. And then there's all the in-between. So sometimes when women very first start pegging, they would like some time to get used to fucking someone because the learning curve is pretty steep. And if you introduce something that you expect and hope them to be able to have an orgasm with, it can put a lot of pressure on your partner because they're still learning how to fuck and it's too many things happening at the same time. Usually what I advise is to allow your partner some time to learn how to fuck you and to get good at it, and then take a really good look at some of the toys and some of the different ways that she can experience pleasure. There's lots of different ways that this can happen, and there's lots of different kinds of equipment. You might want to listen to podcast number 102. When you listen to this podcast, what you will discover is that when you're choosing toys for her pleasure, it really depends on what gets her off. Does she get off with clitoral stimulation and vibration? Does she get off on G-spot stimulation? There's a bunch of different ways to engineer, if you will, a situation that really pushes the right buttons for her. One of your sentences I cued in on here, you said, men just go in and out until they come, disregarding how to really give pleasure. So few men know how to use their penis. I would suggest, if it appeals to you, to become a very gentle and playful teacher to her. And maybe while you guys are having PIV, you can be fucking her and saying, okay, see how I am moving this way, and now I'm fucking you here, and it feels even better, and I can tell that it feels better because I'm watching you. You can do this with me, too, because there's like this magic spot inside of me, and so I would love to teach you how I do this. That can be really, really helpful, because you guys have had cocks your whole life. You've been fucking, and all of a sudden we strap one on, and we're like, how the hell do you make this thing work? And there are limitations, because we're never going to feel what you feel when you are inside someone. However, there's lots of different information that can be very, very helpful. Listen to podcast number 102 and then come back to me with your questions and say, okay, we listened to this and now we realize what we're really looking for is X, Y, and Z because she says that she wants this but not that and blah, blah, blah. See, get my point? Do that and then get back to me. Have fun meanwhile. All right, my next letter is titled Censorship. I wish to jump on the anti-censorship bandwagon. I have long said that victimless crimes need to be completely eliminated. This should include prostitution when both parties are consenting, sodomy, and pornography. If nobody is hurt and everybody agrees to it, that it should not be a crime. It is still illegal to go to an adult bookstore in many states and have sex in the privacy of a booth. What men do behind a closed door should not be a crime. If a woman decides to join them, should also not be a crime. I've known many girls that work their way through college by either dancing or hooking. Although I have never used a prostitute, I support the right of anybody who wants to use one. What I shove in my ass or my mouth should be nobody's business but mine and the person who owns what they're shoving in me. I have no idea how the censorship bunch feel they have a right to enter my bedroom. There are many people, both men and women, that make a very good living in the porn business. There are many consumers that want or need pornography to achieve satisfaction or to enhance their sex life. Again, it's nobody's business but the people that do it to tell me or others what is right or wrong. I believe that what people do in private is nobody's business. Sanders is a libertarian, and if he was elected, none of this would have happened. The current administration is more fixated on removing all traces of personal rights than what is actually right. And this is coming from a man that had a child conceived with his girlfriend while married and married two women that were not citizens of this country. Feel free to use any or all of this on the podcast. And this is from John in Houston. John in Houston, who I did the interview with. John in Houston, who has the pegging munch and also a successful ongoing pegging party. Yes, John in Houston, I agree with you. Absolutely. You got political there at the end, talking about Sanders, which is totally fine. But I appreciate you writing in and telling me all that and allowing me to share it with my listeners. I agree with you 100%. I find it really sad the amount of fear and lack of understanding and the amount of shame that religious people and conservative people that are so set on stamping out anything that deviates from that norm, anything that doesn't fit in the box, they're so afraid of. And every time I talk about this, I think back to the thing that Dan Savage said, and I'm going to read a little bit of it one more time. This was a bit of a rant he did on one of his podcasts, and it was so amazing that I transcribed it. But here we go again. Abortion, contraception, homosexuality, it is all about, all three issues are about the non-baby-making sex that you're not supposed to be having. They don't want to bring the abortion rate down. They want to make sure that people who are having abortions are punished for the having of sex without intending to have a baby by only being able to get the most dangerous and perhaps lethal abortion possible. They want abortions to be less rare than they are now, less rare than they are thanks to Planned Parenthood, but much more dangerous because they think those bitches who are having sex and don't want to have babies should be punished. And the people who want to use birth control, they want to make sure that that is as difficult as possible, because people who want to have sex without having babies should be punished. They want to throw obstacles in their way. People who are gay, they know, just as they know that even in a world where abortion is illegal, like in Romania and Nicaragua, people are still going to have abortions. They know people are still going to be gay, but they want to make sure that we are punished. They want us to suffer. They want us stigmatized and discriminated against. The obsession isn't babies, despite what you may have seen on billboards on highways in red states. The obsession is sex. They are terrified of their own genitals, and more so of your genitals. They're terrified of their desires, and they wake up every day acutely aware that they could spin out of control sexually at any moment. They are barely hanging on, because that's how we're wired, all of us. They can barely control themselves, and they think that maybe if they assert control over you, they'll have an easier time controlling themselves. They want your choices to be as limited as they have made their own. And if you make different choices around birth control, around being with the people who you're actually attracted to, if you're gay or lesbian or bi, they want to see you punished. Because if you're allowed to make different choices, to have non-procreative sex, to use birth control, to be gay if you're gay, it really does make a mockery of the limitations they've placed on themselves. If you can do all those things and be happy, healthy, a contributing member of society, and not miserable, they die a little inside. They get hurt. They get angry because they've told themselves that this is how sex is supposed to work. This is the way the world is supposed to work. And there you are, living your life, proving every day that it ain't the way it works. That's not what sex is for. That you can live the life you're living and live it successfully. And you know what that does? That rubs their pitifully unfulfilling, fear-warped sex lives back in their own faces, and they hate you for that. They can't forgive you for that. Hence the desire to control you, persecute you, punish you, because they're everything they want to be, everything they're wired to be, and nothing they're allowing themselves to be. That is some choice Dan Savage there. So to all those people out there who are censorship heavy and freaked out about sex, this is for you. Free your ass, your mom will follow. Take it deep, now don't be shallow. Free your ass. John, thank you so much for writing in. And I'm going to close with this email titled, Thank You. My girlfriend Jenny and I tried pegging a few times before listening to your podcast number 112. She has pegged me about 5 times over the last month. Number 112 answered a few of her concerns on the topic of pegging. I have had bisexual experiences in the past, but never felt an emotional connection to the same sex. Pegging has really opened up our relationship, and I feel closer to her than ever. I love it when she pounds me with our 8-inch dildo. We are both happy with the harness that we have. Honesty and real communication is the most important aspect of a relationship. We're both 48 years old and wish that we had discovered this gem 20 years ago. Thank you, Ruby, for educating people on this topic. You are so, so welcome. Wow. In fact, I'm going to give you a little slice of music here just to celebrate you guys, because, you know, when you start pegging before you find me, well, you kind of miss out on the music. So there you go. That's for you, and also for the person earlier in the podcast who started pegging many, many years ago. Congratulations to you all. Oh, wow. Okay, my next webinars are January 6th and January 26th, and those are just the beginning ones, still working on the advanced ones. I'll let you know as soon as I have those scheduled. And of course, you can sign up for those anytime you like. They are free. Donations are also welcome. And if you want to take them more than one time, you are totally welcome to. And here's a question I'm going to throw out to all my listeners. I have someone on the chat channel who has asked if I know of any good pay-to-view porn sites that offer pegging or male submissive content. And he says he prefers more sensual play, but harder is fine as well. So I thought that, you know, crowdsourcing at its best, you guys probably know about a lot more options than I do. I told him about Strap-on Dreamer, as well as the Make Love Not Porn.tv option. I'm not sure how many videos there might be of pegging there, but I do know it's an awesome business model that I really want to support, and it's quite financially doable. So if anybody has any suggestions, let me know. Okay, we're done for today. You can find my work at peggingparadise.com, where I have my blog, my podcast, my erotica, and the forum, or pegging101.com, where I have informational pegging articles only with no kink. My podcasts are available through a variety of podcast downloader apps, and you can find a sampling of those under the tab Follow on my website for both Android and iPhones. You can also stream my podcast directly from my website if you want to. The Follow tab has links for you to subscribe to my blog, follow me on Twitter, and check out my Facebook page. If you order some sexy new toys from Entice Me, please remember to use that coupon code RIDER for 15% off of your purchase. Send your questions to ruby@peggingparadise.com. No question is too extreme, too extraneous, and definitely not too exhilarating. Oh my, many listeners are going to learn along with you. Don't be shy, throw those questions in my mailbox, or you can always call me at 805-500-6544. Thank you so much for downloading and listening, everybody. You rock. Happy pegging.